DQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net control tonight is KO4HPX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HPX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HPX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-2 portion. And tonight we will begin with our pre-net check-ins. And first on that list, Mr. Andrew, W2AND. Next, Mr. Mail, K4XMR. Welcome, Fred, W4SDM. And he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI. Next, Mr. Don, KG4BFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW. Then we'd like to welcome Andy, KI4LZI. Then we'd like to welcome Christopher, K4ACJ. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH. Next on our list is Mr. Howard, KA3WPP. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9B, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. Then we'd like to welcome Gavin, KQ4KFK. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KI4GOD. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And we have a couple EchoLink stations, so we're going to jump over here and get them. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HPX.
KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa. Landon via EchoLink, Liberty, in and out.
We'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN. He's up there in Brown Summit. And I've got you down for comment, John, so I'll be back around to you shortly. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Landon, KG4WNB. And he is down there in Liberty. And Landon, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with us, sir. And with that, nobody else there, so we will start our RF check-ins with Echo 2 Hotel tonight. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Again, Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Whiskey Papa. This is Hayden over in Easley. That's KQ4GWP. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. 7-3 to everybody.
HKX. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. Hey, Greenville, Rex, Parkburg, negative and negative.
We'll start our check in tonight off with Mr. Hayden, KQ4GWB, and down there in Easley, I believe it was. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, KO4. And he is en route to Parkburg. Nelson, you be careful out there on the road. And thank you both for checking in with us tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HPX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to India 2 Lima. India 2 Lima, please call KO4HPX. Can you remember my own call tonight?
HPX. If you would, please check in WW4JET, that's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, that's Matthew over here in northern Vickens County. Hope you know traffic tonight, no comments. Thanks for calling the net again.
Next. Ho hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, hope you and Miss Elise are well. Hope you all have a good evening, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4 HKX. Patrick. Indeed, thank you for calling the net. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be here for a comment. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JED, down there in Pickens. Matthew, good to hear you. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, over there in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly had a good week also, or good day also. And good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down there in Greer. And Larry, I'll be back around to you after I get John for comment. And with that, we will try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HPS. That pause, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HPS.
4HKX. King Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoal, and she'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. KF4NXY, David. My wife, Marie. AF4SX. Down here, Southern Greenville County, around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening to everybody on the net.
So, it's Susan and Patrick, with Chicken, Kilo 2, Austin, India, Matt, Rose, and Finland, all the messages and messages.
HKX, please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello. Please also check in my wife by relay tonight. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. That's Miss Anna in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick.
Right, we got a good group there. First, we'd like to welcome in Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4 Delta Michael Whiskey, BMW. They make their home in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, down there in Ware Shoals. Good to hear all y'all tonight, and thank you to Miss Lorena for bringing the family in here. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, and they're down there in Southern Greenville County. And David, it was good to hear you this morning, and good to talk to you again. And thank you for coming by tonight and checking in with us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, and down there in Inman. And Walt, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, and he brings along Miss Anna by telephone relay, KO4RYP. And Chad is down there in Campobello. And Miss Anna is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Enjoying the sunshine, I'm sure. Chad, were you going to hang around tonight?
Not Patrick, but I do go and hang around after the net, and we'll talk with Larry for a few minutes.
Just want to make sure I didn't miss it. And thanks for coming in here tonight. Do appreciate that. Good to hear you again. And with that, we'll try one more time. Mike DuPapaw. Mike DuPapaw. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec 2 Tango. Quebec 2 Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. All on the net. No, I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in KQ4QHV. Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out.
For HKX, please check in KQ4SBW. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Bravo Whiskey. This is Jamie in Tigerville. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
HKX, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW Rich and Grable. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for being there tonight.
Paul's here. We'll welcome this fine group in. First there is Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. Tom, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, down in Pendleton. Nick, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jamie, KQ4SBW, and Taylor, down in Tigerville. Jamie, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, down there in Greenville. Richard, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. And with that, we'll try one more time. Quebec 2 Tango. Quebec 2 Tango. Just call KO4HKX. KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu. Just call KO4HKX.
HKX. Roger, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy, also please check in Kilo Quebec 4 2B Determined, that's KQ4TBD. That's Angela, we're here in Southern Greenville County, B negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
X. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. The name here is David. I'm at my home in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome this group in here. And first on there is Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. And they make their home down there in Southern Greenville County also. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. And again, looking forward to seeing you Saturday. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH, down there in Taylor. David, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by here, sir. And with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Fresh KX. Thanks for giving me another chance. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm in Greenville. Good night, Patrick.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, and he's down there mobile in Greenville, or semi-mobile, I guess. And Shane, yes, I was trying to give you a chance to get in there. I figured you might be out putting your doubles together. But good to hear you tonight. You have a safe night down to Atlanta and back, and maybe we'll catch you in the morning. With that, we will try one more time, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight, Alpha 2 Delta. Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Again, KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and Miss Elise. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Good evening to y'all. All on the net.
HKX.
Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you, and everybody on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Ely. And Gary, I will relay your message to Ely, and you tell Miss Joy we said hello. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. David, KB2BYQ, down there in Ely also. And David, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Delta, Alpha 2 Delta. Please call KO4HKX. 4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the moment. And we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the first pass. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. How are you doing there, Patrick? What you been up to?
I am doing good. I am trying to stay inside where it's air-conditioned as much as possible. It's been a little warm. How about you? You been doing pretty good?
This is KN4JN. Yeah, the weather report is it's hot. It's like I think the Earth has changed its orbit, and we are now about 15 yards away from the sun. But since that's not actually possible, let me tell you what the sun's been up to. Hang on here just a second. And the sun has been kicking up its heels a little bit. Over the next 3 days, we've got about a 65% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout. There have been some R3 strong level blackouts observed over the past 24 hours. The latest one was yesterday at 0234 UTC, which would have made it about 10 o'clock our time. So we're on the night side, probably didn't see it, but a strong radio blackout can cause some issues for several hours. So there's still some stuff going on up there on the sun. Other than that, meteor showers coming up. Of course, we've got Delta Aquarius, which will max out on the 31st, and that's kind of a mild to moderate. It's got a zenith hour rate of about 25, and they're fairly faint and of medium speed. But the big one coming up is the Perseids in August, and they will actually start to be active here in a couple of days. It's actually active July 17th through the 24th. But it will peak on the 12th of August. The moon will be in the first quarter, so that might be a little bit of an issue. But the zenith hourly rate on that puppy is 100. They are of medium brightness and medium speed. So with the moon in the way, your best bet is go out around, say, midnight or later. Look to the northeast and the southeast, and hopefully you can catch one of those. Other than that, sir, let me go back here just a sec. And if you go out right now and look to the east, the brightest star you'll see up there is Vega, and down and right from him is Altair. Those are the two brightest ones in the eastern sky right now. The moon, of course, is almost due south. We're in the first quarter, so he's at high noon when the sun sets when we're in the first quarter. So, and there's a few more things popping out as the skies get darker. I've got relatively clear skies up here, but there are some clouds. So, Sunday is the full moon, which goes by a number of names by the native tribes of the Americas. And let me get back over here and break just a minute before the repeater gets me. Stand by. This came for RJN. The full moon on the 21st is commonly known as the Buck Moon or the Thunder Moon or the Hay Moon, and various and sundry tribes, the indigenous Ojibwe people of the Great Lakes region, call it the Halfway Summer Moon or the Raspberry Moon. Cherokees call it the Corn and the Tassel Moon. The Cree Nation of Central Canada calls it the Feather Molting Moon, referring to the wild waterfowl habits. The Mohawks call it the Fruits or Ripening Moon. So it's got a number of names, and the full moon, of course, always comes up when the sun sets and sets when the sun comes up. So it's bright and it's beautiful, and if you got clear skies, be sure and go out and take a look at it. Other than that, sir, I'll send it back to you.
Well, John, I don't know where to start with all that. that is a lot of information. I do appreciate you bringing it to us. And, yeah, I'd heard something about on the radio today about the solar storms causing some radio problems. So hopefully it doesn't last too long and it's not too severe for anybody here in local. So, but, yeah, it's been a funky time for the solar storms and weather lately, around here anyway, that I remember in my lifetime. Now, I never paid attention to solar storms, but I never remember hearing about radio blackouts or anything like that.
It is KN4RJ. Well, fortunately, the radio blackout issue only occurs on the side of the Earth that's actually facing the sun, so when they occur, you know, at like the time I told you, you know, we're on the night side, so it shouldn't bother us too much. But it's going to be noisy probably for the rest of the week. There's some filaments, and there was a coronal mass ejection that was partially aimed at us, and some other stuff that was going on. That it's going to be a little noisy for a while. And the sun is in its, you know, in its, it goes in about an 11-year cycle, and it's right now in its maximum. So. It might be noisy for for a while, but hopefully not too noisy. And like I said, if you want more information on that, go to the Space Weather Woman's webpage and watch some of her podcasts. There's a link to that off of my QRZ page. And I kind of keep an eye on that because of what it does to radio and communications and all that kind of stuff. So. Anyway, Patrick, I've got nothing else, and I know Larry's waiting in the wings there to pontificate profusely, so I will say 73 as you say hi to Miss Elise for me, and I will clear on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Well, John, again, thank you for bringing all that information to us. Some of it puts our brain on overload trying to keep it all, catch it all there at one time, and it's good that we can go to your QRZ page and study up on it if we want to and get a little more in-depth on it. And I do appreciate that. And I will relay your message in to Miss Elise and let her know you said hello. You have a good week, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. And again, thank you. And with that, we'll pause right here and see if we've got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4BXB, down there in Simpsonville. Lloyd, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by, sir. And with that, we'll jump back over here and catch Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is KK4JBQ. I hope everybody out there is doing well, keeping your spirits up. John, I'm not going to forget that you accused me of pontificating profusely. Well, sometimes it might seem like that, yes. Today was, like the last several weeks have been. If you want to get anything done outside, I've learned the best thing to do is get it done before 10 a.m. It starts heating up, won't quit until, well, near sundown. And then, because the air is so cooked, you'll get warm weather. I think it just left the 90s here. Typical, I suppose. I haven't lived here, well, 25 years, but not a very long time. It goes up and down, I suppose. Summer weather. So, have you, I think you mentioned that you've been hiding inside with the air conditioner most of the day today. Otherwise, what was it like for you today?
04HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, unfortunately, I can't stay inside. I'm in and out, in and out, in and out all day. I never get used to either one. But it is all in a day's work, I guess. Keep the truck as cool as I can, keep the doors shut, and everybody rush from in and out as fast as I can so that the cool air stays in and the warm air stays out. But that just seems to be the drill this last couple of weeks anyway. And did run into some rain showers this afternoon coming home in Hendersonville, so somebody got a little bit of rain anyway.
Learn over time, you learn what works for you. But your natural air conditioner is put to a test. I don't care who you are or how acclimated you might be. If you start, especially since you're driving, if you start feeling a little woozy, I'm sure you pull off to the side and take a deep breath or two. It's a time of year when you want to do things. You've got a list. I know I have a list of things that I need to do, which involves getting outside. Our planting beds are doing okay as far as the growth of things, but it's suffering as far as the look of it. You know, they were spruced up in the springtime when everybody feels free to open up the house and clean the windows, and I mean, it went through all of that. Good thing, because you won't be doing that later in the year, around this time. But it was looking fine, and I have watered religiously. We have a calendar in the kitchen. I think of it as the communication calendar. Donna, when she has things that pop up in her life, if it involves me or her absence in particular, she will make a note on the calendar. For me, I just take a blue highlighter and put a big W on the day that I water. So I don't miss too many. You know, that can sometimes happen and ruin, you know, the things that she likes to see growing. I don't mind either. And if you take care of plants or animals or anything else like that that's living, you do have to pay attention to it. So you were in and out of the truck today. How about when you get home? I don't know your schedule. Don't think I've ever heard anything like that. Do you get home after the sun is down, or do you still deal with a little heat at home?
Today I got home a little early because we had a business meeting I was trying to get to, at least online this month. So I was trying to get set up for it and get all my, close out my day and all that stuff done. So I had, once I got home, I've been inside. But during the day is what the in and out and up and down the steps on the truck. It takes a toll on you, and the guys come in the door, and it's just like they don't want to leave, so you kind of got to run them out. and so the shop owners don't get mad at you and you don't get stuck somewhere too long and you can't get to all your stops today. And like I said, today I had to kind of run along a little quicker because I needed to be home early so I could do that meeting. And it's just part of it. And then some days I get home before the sun goes down, and some days I do not. Some days I don't get home till 9 or later. Just depends on what's going on. But fortunately, I only work 4 days a week right now, and kind of enjoying having that Friday for office day and just odds and ends, whatever I need to do. But other than that, pretty routine schedule. Get up early, work till I'm done.
Sounds like enough variety that you're never bored. And that's a problem for some folks, you know. Every day is the same day, and it was like yesterday or last week. And I always felt that way myself. If you are doing different things, you may go to the same place, sit down in the same seat, but if you can manage your work so that you're doing different things, it helps with your psyche. Since you know tomorrow's another day. Oh, golly. At one point I was free to watchmaker shop, call it that. He sold some new goods, but mostly we repaired things. Most of the people walk through the door with everything from cuckoo clocks to anniversary clocks to wristwatches and tall hall clocks, you know, the grandfathers and grandmother clocks. So as things would come in, and you'd never have any control over that, you put them in line, but sometimes you just feel like going there and selecting a cuckoo clock because, you know, never mind when it's I'm sorry, never mind when it's due to the customer. If it's a little bit of relief from working on wristwatch after wristwatch after wristwatch, cuckoos are very different and a challenge. So that's one thing I learned to do. Since I had the freedom to do it. Now, a lot of folks don't. I do understand that. Anyway, rather than ramble and ramble, I will turn it over to the next rack chewer and sit back and enjoy. I do, before talk about enjoyment, I do appreciate it when John stays and gives us a little bit of information on the sky above us and all those marvelous things up there. Takes me away from things I've been thinking about, you know. Helps me out a lot. Patrick, thank you again for calling the net. I guess it's 2 days in a row now. You do just a fine job. I will say this. I won't compare how you called the net when you first began. I don't recall that ever so much, but you got it now. You got it in hand. It's nice. It's nice to witness that. You got your rhythm down, and you know what comes next. Don't have to look at a schedule on a piece of paper or something like that. Anyway, it's a joy. Thank you for calling the net. It's a joy for all of us. KK4JBQ, back to you, sir.
Well, Larry, I'll say thanks for the kind words, but sometimes I feel like I still can't get it right. But everybody has their days, and it just goes to show you that we're all human, and anybody that thinks they might want to be calling this net, we've got openings, and everybody makes mistakes. And everybody on the other end is real patient to work with you and help you out all that you need done and give you a chance to learn it. So, like I said, if somebody out there is thinking about doing it or would like to take a chance on it and try it,
I highly recommend it. It will definitely help you get your call signs down. And throughout the day when I hear voices and different things going on, I pretty much know who it is now without having to even think about it. I know their call sign or who it is in the most cases. So. But I do appreciate the kind words. And, yes, it has gotten to be quite a bit easier for me over the last year and a half now. I remember when I first started, it would be 10 o'clock before I got through the alphabet. And to even get to call Alpha through Zulu on air with the whole alphabet. So I feel like I've done much better now. And again, but good to talk to you tonight, Larry. Do appreciate it. And with that, we'll see if we got any more check-ins out there. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4 HKX.
HKX. Good. Is the rest of the people on the net still around? This is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA Richard in Simpsonville. And I'll check in my lovely wife, Sally, WB9 Romeo Alpha, WB9 RA Sally. And we'll say thank you very much, Patrick, for calling the net.
Check in KC4SKD Larry and my wife Rhonda. The call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. We're both in Easley and thanks for calling that, Patrick. Please check us in and out tonight. Everybody's having a good evening.
4HKX. HKX, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2 TXJ, Jim, Mobile and Taylors, I'll be negative and negative.
Right, well, welcome this fine group in here. And first on there is Mr. Richard, KA3JTA. And he brings along Miss Sally, WB9RA, and they're down there in Simpsonville. Richard, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with me, sir. We appreciate that. And you make sure to tell Miss Sally that we said hello. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, one of our Friday Night Net controllers, KC4SKD. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS. And they made their home down there in Easley. And Larry, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KA2TXJ, Mobile down there in Taylor's. And Jim, you be careful out there on the road this time of night, and good to hear you tonight. And you win the door prize tonight. You're number 50. So I do appreciate you stopping in here with us tonight. Anyone else? Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Not with that pause, listen, we got everybody for now, and this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion. Well, I've already done that. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Just a moment, and I'll send my net report. KO4HKX, and I'd like to remind everybody that we'll have the net tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, and invite you back to check in with Mr. Ariel. I know he would enjoy it, and it'd be a pleasure to check in with him and help him out. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.
4JBQ, KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
UE. KK4JBQ here. It's great to hear your voice. No longer traveling such a far distance.
Exactly, exactly. How have you been?
Well, I've just been holding on. We have endured quite a lot of heat here. You've probably become aware of that from a different climate altogether when he left Alaska.
Absolutely. On the last day we left, it was 47 degrees and there was snowflakes on the boat. So, yeah, it's quite a quite a difference.
It's rejuvenating. I just have to say, it probably was rejuvenating to be in a different place. I can only imagine the beauty that you had all around you in Alaska. But it not only was beautiful, just different, you know. And the fishing trip, oh goodness. And you weren't hauling in the kind of fish that I get when I've only been fishing a few times in my life, but I only caught these things that you could hold in the palm of your hand. I didn't care to keep those. KK4JBQ.
Exactly. Dad and I, well, me and Granddad and Pappy and Daddy, we always talk about going to Alaska, the three of us. And Pappy passed away before we could ever make anything happen, so Dad and I decided, hey, we ain't getting no younger, so we kept talking about it, so finally we just gave him a plane ticket for Christmas this year to go to Alaska. So we got that off our bucket list, and I'm gonna tell you, we had a ball, Larry, absolute ball. One day we went to we rented a chartered a river fish boat, one of these little kind of blow up boats, but it's a heavy duty kind of thing, a little dinghy or whatnot. And the guy rode the boat 10 miles down the river. It took most of the day. And we caught some Alaskan Arctic grayling, and Dad caught a nice rainbow trout. Absolutely beautiful fish. And got to see a bear and some moose. And, you know, we just, you know, we beached the boat. Hang on, let me let my radio drop. Sandbar, the guy that was our guide, he's an outdoorsy kind of fella, you know, and he had old nasty cooler. Oh boy, it was nasty. Had one Coca-Cola, one Sprite, and one beer. I don't even know what the name of the beer was, some off-brand, and had six reindeer sausages and a little propane stove. and some stale hot dog buns, you know. But boy, it was good. We ate every one of them, and you know, got back in the boat and went on down the river until where the river meets a confluence of another big river where the Arctic glacier melt comes, and water got really turbulent and turned all kinds of different colors. It was just, you know, it was a beautiful thing to see. It's about 10 hours, 10 miles, and we spent about 10 hours on this little boat.
10 hours on a little boat in a raging river with, well, I must say you had fine food, though. It's so funny the way you describe the cooler. Oh, well, you know, sometimes you can go to the finest restaurant, and the atmosphere is marvelous, and the food is either, you know, nothing to write home about, or once you've eaten it, you wondered, why did I pay so much for that? It was the ambiance. It was, but you had God's nature to be in there, and that was the overwhelming impact of that meal, I'm sure. Stale buns, propane, oven or stove. I guess you said stove. Yes, a propane stove. He doesn't check. His score is not very high for accommodations, and he had little to do with the grandeur around you. But I'm sure you enjoyed that, and the memory of it will last to your last day. I've been to some places, maybe only one place like that. Now, I've never been to Alaska. I can't compare it to that. But I've stood on the rocks on the Canadian side of the Niagara Falls. And I was still legal to stand there, but it was away from the railings and all of that. It was, the water was just going over that falls. And the thing that struck me, and things do strike you, profound things strike you, but they're simple too. I stood there and watched that water cascade over the falls and thought to myself, this has been doing this for thousands of years, this water. And it was a torrent of water. You probably witnessed some of that up in Alaska, too. Maybe not on the falls, but the rivers up there are kind of wild. Anyway, what you're able to remember will stick in your head forever. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Like I said, our guide, there's four or five boats there at the landing, and one of the guides was a lady. She was, you know, she had her boat all fixed up. You know, it's all same size boats, and everything was neat and organized. And you know, she had a little table, and I think she had a little vase with flowers on it or something. I didn't say anything, you know, at first. It takes a while to get used to your guide, you know. You've got to figure him out, you know. But we got about an hour or two down, and Dad and I started joking with one another, picking with one another. So he chimed in, which when he chimed, when, you know, when you're picking at each other with your dad, and then the guide chimes in, well, that's fair game. Way we saw it, you know. If you're gonna jump in all this picking, then you're gonna get picked on too. So we just kind of winked at one another. He know what he had in the boat, but we got about 2 hours down the boat, and I said, Danny, I don't know what to think about this thing. I said, this lady down there, she had flyers, had a table on her boat. And I said, we got a nasty cooler with blood all over the boat. I said, I don't know what to think about that.
I knew what was coming when you said that he didn't know who he had in the boat. Oh, yeah. Well, that's quite all right, you know. My mama used to call it a turn. Not everybody turned the same way. And that's quite true. But, you know, I didn't understand for quite a few years, actually, when I was a child growing up, she'd use that word in that context. And I wouldn't know what the heck she meant by that. Fortunately, over time, I figured it out, and then I observed that she's absolutely right. Everybody's turned a little different, and I'm one of those people, I suppose, not exactly turned that way, but I certainly appreciate shared with me, especially the little, goodness, what shall I call them, little, your family pulls on one another, and it would have been way out of character for anybody in my family to joke around, to poke around like that. So I'm giving a bunch of love, you know. When you can't write it down or say it, you just do this kind of thing, and people know you love them. Is that right?
Daddy used to tell me, he said, people don't pick at you, they don't like you. And I remember telling him, well, you you must love me. And he just, oh, he just laughed and laughed.
He made me laugh, too. Yeah, gracious. Well, you're back home now, and you come back home to a very different climate. We talked about that. It's good that you've... most of the activity that you may have had on your list of things to do that involved being outside, those are in the recent past. You got to watch out now. Your body won't know what to think if you spend a couple of days out in the heat doing whatever it is. You know, you stay busy. But just watch out for heat exhaustion. You're probably well acquainted with this kind of advice. Most of the times when I overdo, it's because I just have to get it done. Maybe you're the same way. Tomorrow, you just don't know if you're going to feel good at all tomorrow, so you better get it done. Stick with it. And get it done today.
Well, let me make sure I got it. After the river fishing, we chartered two fishing trips. The second one was we went down to Seward, down to Resurrection Bay. I think that's where some of the crab boats for the Deadliest Catch, that show on TV, some of them come in there to port. But so we went down there and rented a boat for the day. And man, I'm telling you, that was an experience. 3 hours out in the ocean from port, took us 3 hours to get to the fishing grounds. On the way, we had a pod of orcas that swam with the side of the boat for a while. And I'm going to tell you, you see fish like that on TV, but it doesn't do, you know, when you're sitting there looking at the thing and it looks like it's 15 feet long and weighs and got teeth sticking out of its mouth. It just, oh, man. Daddy looked at me and he said, boy, he said, we ain't nothing but a cricket in a farm pond out here. Because it just, these fish are so big. And saw a pot of humpback whales. Saw some seals and seagulls were pretty bad till we got so far out, you know. But we went and did some halibut fishing. Caught our limit. Dad caught. We didn't weigh it. That captain said it's about 110 pounds. A big old fish, Larry. Big old fish. And I didn't. Daddy got sick. He got seasick. Bless his heart. But he never quit. He, you know, threw up on his fishing rod once or twice, but he kept on fishing. I'll give him credit. You know, he kept on digging. And, but every time I hooked one, I just hand the rod off to him, let him reel it in, because I got more enjoyment watching him fight them things than I did. But, he had a ball. I mean, a ball. So, he caught one, probably 10 pounds, 15 maybe, and then the other one was this well over 100. Big old halibut. Caught a link cod that was, I don't know, probably 15 pounds maybe. Pretty good fish. And then on the way back, we're going to stop and do some rock bass fishing. And, you know, you got a limit. You can't catch them so much. And, you know, boat captain's kind of picky about that. But it's like 15 minutes. We were done because we done caught our limit, you know. I mean, you just drop it over the edge of the boat and jig it once or twice, and next thing you know, you know, he's 30 fish in a boat. So, on the way back, we got in a big political debate with one of the other guys on the boat, and thought we was going to have a fist fight there for a little while, but Captain, he got everything under control. He made me come sit up front with him.